and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit carersolutions.com.au.
We're in for another podcast. What were we talking about? I've already forgotten since then.
Well, look, we were in the podcast studio and we were just chatting about you going to Italy.
Yes, hopefully to go to Italy at the end of the year, which would be great.
Yeah. And then
nothing's
we kind of
booked, it's just a hypothetical, but a strong hypothetical.
I feel like the way you're talking about it, it seems like it's going to happen. Well, like it's my this thing chair is really squeaky. I'm just going to change chairs.
Okay, go for it. My thing is if I take a trip, it'll be to Italy and it'll be just whether or not I end up taking the trip or not. I'm pretty sure I will because like we're forced.
What else are you going
to
do?
Well, exactly. We're forced to take time off
at
that time of year.
My hands are tied.
Exactly. Yeah. My hands are tied to an airplane that is going to go to Rome. Via Dubai. I don't know. Saying that got to go to Naples so that I can experience the pizza.
Margaritas, yep.
The food there. So my goal is like between now and just from a general fitness perspective, but is to go out pretty hard from like a preseason training perspective for soccer next year between now and like mid-December. And then when mid to late December kicks in, even without Italy, that's when the food starts to get a bit crazy because that's when you go to all these like big events because at Christmas time.
Of course.
So like the week of Christmas will be wild, and then you throw in the fact that I'll be going to Italy, and I want to eat with reckless abandon in Italy because I'm also going with a guy who also loves to eat. So
I feel like you have to go to Italy with reckless abandon.
Absolutely.
I ate 30 margarita pizzas and 30 lasagnas in Italy when I went for
days.
A month. Yep, because my whole thing was like, geographically around Italy, the food changes because. Mm. You know, that's
access
just how,
things,
yeah, that's just how it works. Southern Italy, it's more like tomato heavy. There's less like bechamel sauce. There's less of the like white sauces. And so I just wanted to see like, you know, what's the difference and how do you do that? The control has to be that you're eating the same thing, right?
That's so clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did
great.
All just margaritas.
So
all
did
just
you find
lasagnas.
That Naples was the best?
Absolutely. Hands down.
Oh, really? It's like noticeable.
100%.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like obviously all the pizza is delicious, but like that pizza, it hits different.
All right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
That's good.
And they have certificates. Like you, when you go to Naples, you can go to any pizza place, but like ideally find one that has like a certified margarita maker.
A certified margarita maker.
Mm.
That's so interesting. Mm. All right, I'll have to suss that out. That's so good.
Mm.
But the other things that I want to eat is, I guess these are things that I don't consume now, but I know that they're very big in Italy, is coffee and wine. Is I'm interested in, at the very least I'll try them there. I'm not saying I'm going to become big into them, but like I'm open to it.
Are you going to have your first wine drunk moment?
Oh, I've had wine. I've been wine drunk.
Oh,
it was unpleasant.
Have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have I been drunk? I've definitely been tipsy.
There's nothing like a wine drunk. It's fun.
Is it different to regular drunk?
I think sparkling wine drunk is a completely different drunk to any other drunk.
Why is that? Is that the sugars there?
I don't know.
Do you feel especially bad the next day?
It depends on the sparkling. Like you do feel kind of bad. But I think it's also because... event-wise, where you're drinking sparkling, it's like a wedding or like a award ceremony or like, you know, it's always kind of like an interesting event. And I think that adds to your like different drunkness.
Mm, okay, that's interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm hoping that maybe the holiday aspect will add to that. And I'm with the guy that I'm going with is also, he's a really social guy.
Awesome.
So I think we'll find people to hang out with, which will be super fun. So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe I'll get on the vino. Have un vino, un café, per favor.
You're going to have just one coffee
just one
and one wine.
That'll be my standard every
the
restaurant.
End.
One coffee, one wine, per favor.
You go to an espresso bar and just chug some espresso.
Yeah, can I have 1 liter of espresso? And they go,
don't do
that. So your asshole or your heart will die. And I do not know which one will die first.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
All right, that's good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not in like a particular rush because the time of the year we're going, this is just trip planning now, by the way, this podcast. The time of the year we're going, which is around Christmas time, they're usually around the same price anyway. So from what I've looked at from monitoring flights, the cost doesn't change all that much, but I kind of just want to book the flight so that I've like got that to be like, hey, yeah, get me to the end of the year. I've got this.
Definitely. You need something to look forward to.
Absolutely. I think in general, you need to have like a big, I like to have something good to look forward to every 3 months or so.
I mean, if you're lucky enough to do that, I think absolutely.
Not necessarily trip-wise. Like that makes me sound like I... That
wealthy means that I did, MF.
That means that I did just go to Korea for like a week.
Yeah,
like,
I think let's... Any sugar babies out there, you know your next target.
Well, honestly, I'm open. Now, the quality of sugar that you're getting that's debatable.
It's like a torn sachet of sugar that's been in the jar with all the other sugars for
absolutely.
Ages.
It's like sort of coagulated a little bit. It's kind of gross.
But but it's still sugar.
Still sugar.
Sugar nonetheless.
Technically will sweeten things, technically speaking. What are you looking forward to in life? Between now and the end of the year, what's something that you're like stoked about? Is there like a particular thing? You know, I know you talked to me about this morning off air about a potential road trip you're thinking about.
Yeah, I love a road trip. My partner and I are thinking about road tripping up the East Coast. We recently went to New Zealand and did that, and it was awesome, so good.
Did you do the West Coast of New Zealand?
I suppose. Never eat seaweed. Why?
I was just going to say, because I was in New Zealand last year and did the same thing and found the West Coast to be actively way worse than the East Coast.
Oh, okay, sure. We didn't spend as much. I know now what you're saying, and yes, you're right. It's like the side of the glaciers and stuff.
Yeah, and there's like maybe one or two towns.
Yeah.
I think there's, what's the town that's where the glaciers are?
Fox.
There's Fox Glacier, but I don't know, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I
know what you're talking about.
Greymouth as well, which is also just like the most apt name for the town ever. When I was there, I was like, this is the saddest place ever.
And no, we did majority East Coast.
Makes sense. That's where all the cool stuff is. Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, East Coast road trip is probably a vibe. There's not really any, like, I think that'll be great. I'm really looking forward to that. And I certainly am looking forward to some time off for sure.
Mm.
Mainly because, you know, when I'm not here, I do work days in Bendigo and I am away from my people. So it'll be nice to have 3 weeks where I can consistently be with my people. I guess that's probably what I'm looking forward to.
I get that. I'm like in the same boat, like going back to Melbourne. It always feels like, because this is your first like a move away gig, right?
Yeah.
So like whenever the big holidays come up, like specifically the end of the year holidays, and we have to take 3 or 4 weeks, I love it because it's such a vibe being like putting several weeks worth of stuff in like your bag or your suitcase and then like going away for a few weeks and be like, in my head, I don't know, is it B.O.B. what the song is, but it's the one where it's like, I'm coming home. I'm just sort of like triumphantly walking to my car to be like, all right, let's get out of here for a little while.
Yeah.
It's a very positive atmosphere when you're done for the year.
Totally.
Walking out from that last show. Like, I love the show, but it's nice to sort of better switch off from that for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to that. It's been a big year for me, I think, you know. It's interesting if I look back on it. It's been kind of wild.
What was the most controversial thing you did this year, do you think?
Nothing too well, on air today I said that I hate specific members of my family.
Yesterday you said that Andy Lee was gross as well.
I actually have done quite a few controversial things in just the past 3 weeks.
Wow, this last 48 hours, 24 hours has been pretty big for you.
It actually has.
Attack the family, attack fairly beloved members of the media and the Australian public eye. Look out tomorrow. Who knows?
Honestly, it's Friday. Anything could happen.
Fair. Tomorrow on the show, we give away a double pass to Fridays Live. So you might attack some artists that are coming.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I can absolutely talk some shit about Kelly Rowland if I want to.
Yeah. What are you going to attack?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. R&B Fridays Live is going to be a vibe.
I think we both know who we'd attack from the lineup if we had to.
Really?
We're not going to say their name on the podcast. We know.
I don't know if I do know.
Absolutely, you know.
Okay, interesting.
Took off air.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Sense. Actually, yeah. I think I do know now. just from that little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been a huge year.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Because when did you start this gig?
So listeners of the podcast would know, maybe not the radio show would know, but we're based out of Albury-Wodonga area. So I've been in Albury since November of last year. Like I started very first like day of December. So I was here for about 2 or 3 weeks before Jules even started.
Okay.
My mentality being, they were like, oh, because she was doing another show at the time. They're like, Jules isn't available to start until like mid-Jan, just with her schedule. Would that be okay with you? They'd already said that we could start in like November, December. And I was like, oh, my situation in Brisbane had already blown up. So I had like, no, I got to get out of it. Like, I got to leave. Like,
we are a boarding mission right now. Absolutely. We need to get out of here.
I don't have time to sit up here for another few months. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nah, I would prefer to start in December. Like, I'm happy to do work off here. I have other skill sets that, you know, the company can use if I need to do stuff. They're like, oh, that's fine. We'll put you on contract. The other side of that being is the sooner I was on contract, the sooner I was getting paid breakfast money.
Yeah.
Which was nice, especially heading into the holidays.
So happy for you. That timing was immaculate.
Honestly, I got an extra 6 weeks of breakfast contracts. I was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So a year. It'll be a year for you in December.
Yeah. I got a reasonable amount of time off at that time of year. But I also, I retrospectively didn't enjoy my time off over the summer because I was just dealing with life shit. Like, I was dealing with the stress of moving into state, of dealing with a breakup, trying to get all my shit together. So I didn't probably mentally get to have the relaxation time.
Yeah.
And then I haven't taken any time off this year. We had a
week. You went to South Korea.
That 1 week of mandated that. But other than that, I've not taken any days off and done all this extra shit.
I don't know why I said that so aggressively. Like, I don't care if you had holidays or not. I was like, sorry, don't forget that you did have that holiday.
Yeah. But I do think that, like, yeah, the week that I spent in South Korea was great fun. And I'm very fortunate to be in the position to do stuff like that. I know that not everyone is. But I also go, you kind of need more than 1 week off a year. Whatever your job is.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever your job is.
Absolutely.
It's tiring. And then with doing potentially Italy at the end of the year, like, I'm not spending our entire time off in Italy, because I learned this time around that week that we spent off, I should have done something much more relaxing than I did, because I was wrecked when I came back and did not, like, you know, it wasn't conducive to the show at all.
Mm.
Especially because we came back and producer Matt had left.
Mm.
So it was just Jules
Hectic
and I.
Hectic time.
And then Jules has left. And then also I'm trying to find a new producer and we're trying to make shit work. Mm. So it's like, all of a sudden, what should have been a restful time. Again, not like, no regrets. Like, it was super fun. I packed a ton into it, but I'm like, oh, should have taken a day to just chill.
You live and you learn.
Should have had a spa day.
I live for a spa day. Yes. That is one thing that I will look forward to at some stage. I'll be in a hot tub. Well, that was so good.
Do a spa. You know, as an adult, you spend less time in hot water.
I don't. Back in Bendigo, I have a bath at least once a week.
Really?
Yeah, it's my thing. I love a bath. I'll like make a bowl of pasta, have my laptop, and I'll eat pasta in the bath. And it's like legit the smallest but best life pleasure I have.
I think I'm going to have a bath maybe today or tomorrow.
Do it.
Because my muscles are sore and it's also just good.
It's so lovely. I love baths.
Isn't it? It's so interesting. I'd like to know what it's doing on like a physiological level, because you know how you sweat when you're in there?
Mm.
Like, what is, because it's like a low level boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that doing to your insides?
Well, they they definitely say that dudes shouldn't have too hot baths, like not too hot and not too often. Yes,
because you know, as we learned yesterday on the show, through the rat experiments, you know, the testicles are, you know, prime for being affected by nature.
Yeah, they're pretty easily shrunk, and if you don't want shrunk testicles, probs just be careful.
Well, the hot water doesn't shrink them. But I suppose it's just
over time. Temperature. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and that's why they say to men, don't wear like excessively tight underwear as well.
Or go to the sauna too much.
Yeah. Do they say that about saunas?
I'm pretty sure. It's like anything too hot you shouldn't do very often. Oh. Too often. Unless you don't care, in which case, who cares? Do whatever you want. Have a million baths.
Yeah, I used to sauna semi-regularly.
I got some bad news for you, bud. Nah.
Your boys are sweating. That's why it's...
I actually don't know if that's true, so don't quote me on that one.
I've heard the other ones. I haven't heard the sauna one.
Yeah, I could be wrong about that.
But, yeah, it's same principle.
Yeah.
I bet you as well, because now in terms of saunas, because it used to be the Swedish sauna, which is the water on rocks, but now the infrared sauna is the very... Because it's actually, technically speaking, infrared sauna is better for you than Swedish sauna, but I would imagine...
Who knew you knew so much about saunas?
If there's ever like a health gimmick, I know a lot about health gimmicks.
Well, okay, that does actually make total sense.
Do you
want to
know the quick reason why infrared's better?
I kind of don't, but go ahead.
Because the air can't get too hot when it's steam, because otherwise it just becomes water, right?
Like, right.
Steam eventually becomes water once it gets to a certain thing, or it scalds you. Because it can't be that hot. But infrared is just like a laser.
Uh-huh.
And lasers can be as hot as everything.
As everything?
As everything. As the sun.
No.
Well, lasers can theoretically be as hot as the sun. Theoretically. As long as you say theoretically, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, India this week launched a mission to go to the sun.
To the sun?
To the sun.
I didn't know it was to the sun. Why do they want to go to the sun?
I guess, well, they, you know, as we learned a few weeks back, after they beat Russia to get to the South Pole of the moon, the dark side of the moon,
uh-huh.
I think they just, you know, they're going, all right, well, we better strike with the iron's hot. And
literally.
We've got a spaceship up there, and they're going to go study the sun. I don't expect they're landing on it, but... The idea is they're going to go and...
As close as possible.
Close as possible is... I don't know what that necessarily looks like. I think that's not that close in the grand scheme because of radiation and heat. But they're going to go study it and look at it and study the neutrinos or something that come out of the sun.
That's kind of terrifying for some reason in my mind.
Why do we need to know about the sun?
Yeah, I think just leave the sun alone. Like, that's just an angry guy that lights us up. Maybe just don't F with that.
Not much in this world... is dangerous to study. Like the sun, black holes, and maybe lava.
Mm-hmm.
I like
even it. Black holes aren't dangerous to study necessarily.
I suppose if you're far enough away. Yes.
And yeah, and also just the information that they bring us is kind of terrifying.
Mm.
That's the way they become scary. It's not like scary because, oh, your thing might get trapped in a black hole. It's like more scary, like what do black holes mean conceptually? What does that mean for us? What does that mean for the universe?
Do we know what black holes do? Or is it all, at this age, all theoretical?
I'm pretty sure it's all theoretical. And a lot of theory about dark matter at the moment is really interesting. I used to speak regularly to an astrophysicist on my old radio show. She really, like, breaks it down and makes it really understandable for, like, everyday people.
Mm.
And, yeah, she was big into, like, black hole, dark matter, that kind of research.
Interesting.
Mm. But it's all quite theoretical at the moment.
Have we ever done, and you might not know the answer to this, I'd be shocked if you do. Have we ever...
Good question.
Have we ever done... Like, from a space exploration standpoint, have we ever sent, like, a probe and we just shot it into a black hole?
Probably, yeah.
We should have, right?
I would say that would be, like, the first thing you do when you find a black hole, maybe.
Just send something out and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's probably quite an expensive experiment.
Quite an expensive lol, yeah, for sure.
Because there's no way that a spaceship costs anything less than, like, tens of millions, right?
100%.
All right. NASA, if you're listening and you haven't done it, feel free to...
throw some money into a black hole.
Yeah, you've got our... Well, at least our suggestion, not our permission. You've already got that. all right, that's the podcast in today's show. All the stuff that you might have missed this morning that was worth a damn.
Okay.
And maybe some stuff that wasn't. I guess it's all subjective, isn't it?
Of course.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Bye. I found an idea that's going to help you on your quest for love, or at least you could try it out if you wanted to. And Ozzy has been on the dating scene... has a dating roster, which if you don't know, is like basically you have like a person to see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever days of the week you choose.
Just dating multiple people.
Dating multiple people and like a work roster. It's
and
like,
that's fine.
On Mondays, I see Kelly. Life, you know? Yeah. On Tuesdays, I see Michelle. On Wednesdays, I see Sarah. Whatever. Right?
Yeah. A bit of a mumbo number five energy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely that. The thing that gets weird about this particular Aussie's dating roster is he has a very specific... first date,
yep.
And in order to get on his roster, you have to kind of pass this test.
To get on the honor. If you wouldn't have the honor of being one of the many girls that I'm dating.
Yes, precisely.
I don't know. it's a bit, you know, it's very self-aggrandizing, isn't it?
Absolutely. But clearly, you know, it works in some capacity. So I think we should, you know, hear him out, basically. What he does is he literally, in every aspect, has the exact same date with, let's say, three women and kind of sees how they react in the exact same situation to see who's, you know, gonna suit his dating roster.
All right. Yeah, that way, I guess that's a very scientific approach, isn't it?
Right, like, because there's no changes
except the woman. It's a controlled environment.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, maybe this guy is a scientist. Maybe he's a Nobel Prize winner in the making.
Potentially. So his date is lasagna. They always have lasagna.
Okay.
Which is a smart one because you can just bulk make lasagna on the Monday and have it till the Thursday if you wanted.
Sure. Oh, so he's serving up leftovers. So you want to be the first. That's the actual legitimate definition of sloppy seconds.
Well, actually, I would argue that with lasagna, you kind of want it on day two or three because the flavors all soak in. It's actually better.
Sure.
So, and they watch the exact same film. So
you got to really love that movie to watch it. Like the movies that I like, I've seen a few times, but you've got to love a movie to watch it that many times.
Well, it's interesting because his movie of choice is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, it's not like a particularly...
It's quite a heavy film.
It's not a fun movie.
Certainly not.
what a sad date.
Absolutely. But this leads me to think, Nick, you know, you're on the dating scene.
Sure.
Should you potentially do something like this?
Have my control date.
Yeah, what would your control date be?
Can I tell you, I have had control dates before.
Have you?
Yeah,
so no. This guy's not totally
off
kilter.
Well, look, it's not to say that that I will like do one every day of the week because I mean, yeah, we go to bed early. I don't have time for that. But previously, yeah, I've been like, you know, specific when I first moved out of home, there was a specific restaurant that I would take do first dates with.
Whoa.
Yep. And in the last year, there's been a specific place where I've gotten a drink at for a first date.
So do the people end up that work there end up like knowing you?
I don't think so because it's like these are popular enough places and I don't think it's not like I don't think they're aggressively like going like, Oh, back again with a new girl, Mr. Fian. All right. I hope this one's around for a little longer, Mr. Fian. Like, all right, back up. But no, I appreciate it. You got to do it. And also, it's just because maybe he's just a creature of habit. I'm a creature of habit. That's not necessarily me being a scientist or a bad guy. Mm. And at the end, so we would go to the same restaurant, do the same meal, and then we would maybe go for like a walk around a park that was nearby. And then I would see, and then I would time them on a 100-meter sprint.
Oh my gosh.
And then if they're in, you know, whoever was the quickest sprinter was allowed to stick around.
Oh my gosh.
You have to be top of your game.
How'd that work out for you? You're still single, right?
I'm incredibly single. Who's? Who's? Who's the best around? Today I bring to you Divorce Edition, Celebrity Divorce Edition to be specific.
I'm excited.
Hot off the news that Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, celebrity couple, are now divorcing after a few years of marriage. I bring some other celebrity couples who have gone their separate ways.
Okay.
And look, you can tell me who you think, emotionally and societally won the divorce.
Okay.
These are based on their general net worth. I tried to figure it out based off of actually who got more money out of the divorce. As it turns out, they all signed prenups.
They listened to Kanye and the song about prenups.
Exactly, that informative song about gold digging. All right, first up, I've got Jennifer Gardner and Ben Affleck.
Okay. So, horrible. But when you said Jennifer Gardner without Ben Affleck, I almost didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Which is really disrespectful. I apologize to Jennifer Gardner. I'm going to say Ben Affleck has a bigger net worth.
All right, let's go for this. Jen's got 125 milli.
That's still a lot, Jen. Good for you.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. It turns out she's moderately successful. And then Ben Affleck coming in with a cool 235 million.
Nice. 100 million more, basically.
Yeah, 110 roughly. Flying start.
I don't think I've ever got the first one right before.
No. On to the next. This is one of the most iconic celebrity breakups of all time.
Okay.
Say it with me now. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
All right. Who's
okay.
got more money?
Okay. This is an interesting one.
Yeah. Who do you think got more money? Who thinks got a higher net worth?
It's sad, but.
Yeah. They're all. Divorce is sad.
But
yeah.
I think. I'm going to say Brad Pitt as well.
You go for Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Brad Pitt got himself $155 million. That's how much his net worth is.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie, $190.
Okay.
Jolie's
yes,
cashed up.
I love that for her.
A cashed up queen. All right. To round things out, this is a fairly, I'll say recent, it's in the last couple of years.
Okay.
One of the biggest, most iconic celebrity couples definitely in the last decade, but Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Oh my gosh, that's a really tricky one.
Yeah,
because they
hard,
are both wealthy.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Because I was thinking when I was like doing the research for it, I was like, well, Kim, obviously, because she's got so many brands, but then, so Kanye's got
sneakers.
Yeah, he's
Yeezys.
Got the crazy Adidas deals that he has. Yeah.
But does he still have them?
Well.
Yeah. Okay, so this is so tough. Okay, I have to quickly make a decision. I want to go with Kim.
Can I say as well,
yes.
Even though it's so difficult,
mm-hmm.
it's theoretically not that close. Like when I tell you their overall net worths, it's not close.
Oh, that doesn't help me at all.
I know, but it's just, because you would think they would be close.
But they're not close.
They're not close.
So if I get this wrong, it's going to be dramatically wrong.
Well, potentially, yeah. They're still both heinously wealthy.
Yeah.
Like absurdly, yeah. Like more money you'll ever see in a lifetime, yeah. But it's not really close.
Look, let's lock in Kim.
Okay.
And I really hate losing, but yes, let's lock in Kim.
Okay. So Kanye West, $785 million.
Oh, okay.
And I'll say that by all accounts, I don't think he's got the Yeezy deal anymore.
Okay.
Or he's not getting as much from it as he once was because he was kind of gone crazy the last year or two.
Definitely, certainly.
Kim Kardashian, $2.6
billion.
There's one, two, and three. Because she's got that many brand deals, obviously. She's everywhere. She's got the TV show. She's got fashion ranges. It's crazy. $2.6 billion is the estimate.
Can I just say I'm pleased that two out of three women were the ones on top in that one.
And the moral of this is go get a divorce and obviously end up quite wealthy. Tell us about your low-level psychic moment.
You may recall just before this, I said Nick and I both have, you know, small psychic ability. And Nick, I said I knew that people were going to call. And I'm pretty sure we've got callers, right?
We've got some people that have given
pretty
us a call.
Pretty exciting.
You've been able to predict some things that have happened in your own life.
Yes.
Premonitions.
I had a bad feeling about my partner driving in the city and turns out he almost had a car accident. In the moment that I was like, ooh, feeling really weird about it.
My low-level psychic is that I somehow can predict whatever song is about to come up next on my phone when it's on shuffle. Again, I haven't just memorized some album playlist. I'll say that up front. Let's go to the phones right now to Megan in Wodonga. Megan, what's your low-level psychic moment?
So I will have a dream that I am pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then within a month, someone very close to me will tell me that they're having a baby.
Oh my gosh. You know, I've actually heard someone else with this ability. It's interesting. Do you ever kind of get, I don't know, an inkling about who it is, or it's just a broad kind of vibe?
Just a broad kind of vibe. Like, wow. So it'll be within like a close friend or a family member or something, but it's really strange.
That's wild. Megan, how many times did this happen before you went, oh, this is a thing?
Yeah, so I've actually like had the dream probably 3 times, and then within the month, someone will come up and be like, oh, we're having a baby.
Wow. That's... Do you tell them about your dream?
I do, actually, yeah.
And what do they think?
They kind of just go, oh, really? I'm like, yep. And then I even predicted that one of my close friends, I even predicted the outfit that she actually like came and told me in.
Whoa.
That's next level. So next time you have one of these dreams, Megan, like the next day you need to send out a group text being like, hey, just everyone, heads up. If you want a kid, that's great news for you. But otherwise, let's wrap it up. Let's make sure we're all being safe out there. All right, Megan going on that shortlist as well, by the way, to score tickets to Friday's Live, which goes on pre-sale through Frontier Touring a little bit later on today. Or you can score yourself a free pass just by getting on our shortlist. We'll draw the winner for that tomorrow on the show. Keeping those calls coming. We'll go to Sean right now. Sean, tell us, my friend. What was your low-level psychic moment?
Yeah, well, to be honest, most of my family are psychics who actually do medium stuff.
Wow.
So basically, it's all kind of past relationship shit. So like one of my exes years ago was telling me that she was going to go to Australia, but she never actually kind of booked that or like that. Like, and I was just sitting at home and I got like a kind of a feeling and thing of like, she said, I had to book in the ticket. So I rang her and I was like, did you book your tickets for Australia yet? And she's like, yeah, I know I did about half an hour ago. How would you know? And I was like, I just had a feeling.
Wow.
A half an hour moment as well. Like, it's good timing. And
it gets a bit weird. Like, so even like one of my other girlfriends, I was over in a gas one night and I was like, what's the password for your laptop? She's like, oh, it's my favorite color. So she went into the shower and I put in turquoise and I opened it up.
Whoa.
Intriguing.
Sean, did you know her color, favorite color, or was that just a guess?
It was a second date. So literally, I was like,
and turquoise is such a specific, it's not like blue or pink, no. It's like turquoise is a specific colour.
Low-level psychic, love it. All right, Sean, thanks for the call, mate.
No worries, my man.
All right, over to Wangaratta right now. We've got Chloe who's given us a buzz as well. Tell us about your low-level psychic moment.
So it was a few years ago. I was feeling queasy all day and it was really strange. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then that afternoon, I ended up accidentally burning myself. It wasn't bad or anything, but like I had a bad feeling that something was going to happen all day, and then that happened that night. So I thought, oh yeah, that was it. But then my dad had a car accident on my property and he nearly died.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I just had a bad feeling that something was going to happen all day. And then it turns out, me and my family were speaking about it a bit after, and my brother also had a bad feeling that something was going to happen that day as well.
Oh my gosh. So your body like literally started feeling ill because it was like stressed about
wild.
This. That is so wild.
Chloe, has it happened since the feeling?
Not that I can recall. That was probably the weirdest feeling. But I was at school and I was just like, just felt off all day. I'm like, something's not right. Like, I don't know what it is, but something is not right.
It's kind of good that you've never had that feeling again, because it was obviously a really bad thing that happened.
That's great. Chloe, how do you feel this morning, just quickly?
I'm good this morning.
Oh, great.
That's good,
excellent.
Chloe.
Good
it's
day ahead for everyone, especially the family. Excellent. Chloe, thanks for the call.
All good.
Overnight, it was confirmed by Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner that they are getting officially divorced. Celeb couple axing it.
There were rumors. The rumors, true. Oh,
the rumor mill in overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Jonas, of course, of the Jonas Brothers, the band. I'm a sucker for you. And then, of course, Sophie Turner, the Queen of the North. Like, you know, did she win the Game of Thrones? I can't remember. I haven't seen the show. Did she win the game?
I mean, I think Sophie won the game of life by being in Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like that did good things for her career.
Pretty successful. Yeah. But they've announced, yeah, they're splitting out. They've got a couple of kids and they're going to call it quits. The reason behind the divorce, the final nail in the coffin, is allegedly... I shouldn't say this allegedly because we don't have the confirmed exactly what happened here. But supposedly Joe Jonas has at their shared home, I think they have like a Malibu home.
Okay.
Caught Sophie Turner saying or doing something unforgivable on their Ring doorbell camera.
No.
So she was like on the front porch and was about to obviously head in the home and it was like, you know, I think his other brother's the better one. I got the worst. I got the third worst Jonas brother.
Ooh, is that unforgivable?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. It's up to Joe. It's up to Joe, isn't it?
What could she possibly have said on the porch in the Ring doorbell that would lead to a divorce?
And that's what is sending the world into overdrive right now, is because Joe Jonas hasn't said what she said. And I guess he's trying to be as civil as possible. But everyone's going, yeah, what is awful enough to have, to say, like, you know, hey, I think I'm going to call it. Do you think hypothetically she said, I actually think their music sucks?
I'm thinking it's something along the lines of, like, Camp Rock is a terrible movie.
Yeah. Wow. Would that would be unforgivable? Because that was, like, what got them big initially, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it weren't for Camp Rock, Joe Jonas would have never been with the eventual winner of the Game of Thrones.
Exactly. What if she said something like, brothers, ugh.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Grossed out of the concept of brothers?
Certainly, I think like her saying something like Nick Jonas is a better singer would definitely really hit hard for Joe.
If I was with a girl and she was like, my younger brother, his name's Lachlan. If she was like, and I caught her saying like, I think Locke's a better soccer player.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, first of all, you're an idiot. And second of all, get out of my house. You're absolutely wrong.
So you would divorce?
Oh, I would be angry.
Really?
Divorce feels extreme, but you know what? I mean, who's to say? Maybe Sophie had a go at Joe's soccer abilities.
Maybe.
Joe seems like he cares less about soccer than I do, to be completely fair.
Yeah, I think singing and music is more Joe's thing.
Yeah.
But I certainly think it's very fun to speculate, though.
Oh, and until we get direct audio, that's all we can do.
Yeah, let's go with Nick is a better singer. I think that's probably what happened.
And she's not even talking about Nick, she's talking about me. She heard me singing to the Veronicas like a minute or two ago and was like, all right, well, you know what? I got to go find that Australian guy doing regional radio in Victoria.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast. Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit caresolutions.com.au.